Maybe you'll die just like your mother.
Do you want to die, Sydney? Your mother sure didn't.
Hello, hello, hello. On the dot, I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. I got a real pretty, pretty little thing right waiting for me. Oh, God. All right, I'm done. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Man and Candace podcast. It's your girl, Candace, back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this very good night, mes amis, we are going to discuss what the fuck happened since we last talked, because I hooked up that night.
Nothing rush to rush, ain't gotta rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow. Do everything I'm gonna do. But so long.
I waited 2 years for this dick, and it was disappointing. It was disappointing. Oh my God. So I hit this guy up that I thought that I was gonna rekindle something with. Me and my thoughts tend to be wrong. My. Sorry, Usher is just so good. Usher is on tour right now. I didn't know that. I've seen Usher once. Usher was my first concert. God, I'm old. Anyways, I seriously thought that me and this guy were gonna rekindle. And I honestly think that there's someone on here listening to my podcast that like is genuinely wishing me bad luck. Cause like this night went like shit. Let me tell you. So it started raining and it got scary. Cause like on the way to Chandler, Arizona, there's like roads on either side. It's just dirt. And like the wind was blowing and it looked like I was in the middle of a tornado. And like I it was so fucking scary. I get there and he's like, I'm going to the gas station. And I'm like, you're going to the gas station. You could have gone to the gas station in the past 45 minutes that I was driving here. Anyways, he goes to the gas station. He's there for an hour. I'm in the driveway for a fucking hour. I know. But I had no excuse for that. I know. I don't know why I waited in the driveway for an hour. I wanted to see him so bad. He is so cute. But like his breath stunk. Yes, I am talking about Zay. His breath stunk. Like, it stunk again. I'm like, how does it stink 2 years later? You guys know on Twitter where that popular tweets where they were like, he's a 10, but he has a small dick, or he's a 10, but he's a narcissist. Well, he was a 10, but his breath stunk. He was a 10, but his dick hurt. And I don't blame his dick for, like, being big or anything, for hurting. It's just I wasn't having sex for a while. And, like, the first time I have sex with someone that's, like, boom, 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 boom. It was bad. Like, it was, I want it in my head. I'm delusional, right? Oh, so tonight's playlist is gonna get a little wild, just warning. But I'm delusional. So in my head, I was like, it was good. It was good sex. No, it wasn't. Damn, Jesus, give it to me. And like, what I don't appreciate is that before we had sex, he fucking was holding my hand. He was kissing my hair. He was kissing my forehead. And like, I know what you're thinking with the bad breath. Yes, with the bad breath. But I'm so desperate for like affection and touch and anything remotely genuine. I say remotely genuine. I can buy the bar if I want it. That's my part. I don't like this part with Lil Wayne that's coming on. Anyways, so he didn't have to do all that. You know what I'm saying? He did not have to do all that. He did not have to go the extra half mile. And we were talking a little bit. He's a caregiver. Like, as, like he, and he's going to school to be a nurse. And I'm just like, that's so cute. That's so cute. He's 23. And that's my problem. That's my problem right there. I'm gonna take a hit of this weed. This guy. He's a grower. Not to get off topic, but this guy's a grower. And he came over. Gave me an ounce and like a half ounce of wax. So I've been smoking on that like the past like few days, all week.
Miss Candace, babe.
Anyway, where were we? Yeah, back to the sex. It was bad, so I turned around and started having good sex. And then I got my period. And then I'm like, thank God I got my period. And like, second of all, no wonder I was fucking sleeping around. Can we talk about it? You guys, romance is dead. Romance is dead. And I figured out it didn't really exist in the first place. Can we talk about it? The idea of romance, a guy swoons you, sweeps you off your feet by the way of his words, by the ways of his looks, and he just is able to sleep with you as a woman or as a man these days. Who cares? Romance works on everyone. I can't wait until we're like not awkward about our sexual orientation anymore. It might take 100 years. It might take 50. But like, I still catch myself like saying things like, oh, all of us. Oh, men and women. Like, it's weird. Sorry. But like, I do it on the daily. See, my ADHD is like, I don't know why I do this to myself. I like find music that I'm gonna listen to, and then I listen to it during the podcast, and then I start singing, and I forget what I'm gonna say. Back to the sex. Back to having good sex. I got my period, and then I just remembered that I don't need to sleep around, and romance is dead. It didn't really exist. You see how I did that there?
She's got me spinning. All your money on me.
By the way, speaking of spending money on me, Frank, shout out to Frank. I don't know what it is about this week, you guys, but like, guys have been spending, like, in total, about $1,000. Like, guys have been tricking. They've been tricking. And I'm just like, okay, because of my humps. They just been tricking. I got like $400 worth of sex toys, like $400 cash. Frank sent me $50, and then he bought me. Okay, that day, I went in his DMs and I was like, buy me a slime, please. And he was like, all right. And I was like, what the fuck? So, like, I felt bad. And so I sent him a picture of my feet.
If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama.
So shout out to Frank for sending me money on a whim. And then in the Cash App, what did he say? Let me check.
Maha.
Said for Queen. And then the salute emoji. That's so cute. I don't think I could ever fuck him though. You see, that's the thing about me is like, there's a lot of guys that like me. Like, that want to be with me. But I'm like, I don't know if I could fuck you. And that's my problem. It's like the ones that I do fuck, they don't want to be with me. And the ones that I don't want to fuck, they want to be with me. What kind of shit is that? So So romance is not real, you guys. The dating pool has shit in it. Has a lot of shit in it. I haven't dated in 2 years. I mean, like, seriously dated. I've just been a hoe the last 2 years, to be honest. Because what else is there to do? Fall in love? The idea of romance is fine, and it's dandy, and it's actually great. It's actually, like, kryptonite. It's actually, like, a drug. I love romance. I love the idea of it, but we can't live up to it as individuals. I mean, those of us who do live up to it, we have a lot of partners, or we have a lot of romances. I shouldn't say partners, like sexual partners. I should say we have a lot of romances. We have a lot of affairs. Back in the day, romance was a tool for men, like a propaganda tool for men to have easy access to our vaginas. Does that make sense? Like, they figured out that if they talked a certain way to us, if they promised certain things, if they told us what we wanted to hear, such as, you're beautiful, you know, I love the way you do your hair, or you're very demure, you're very mindful, you're very considerate. You know, he'll tell you things you want to hear. And men have figured out back then too, if I tell her what I want to hear and I look nice, and I look sexy, and I groom myself. Apparently, I don't need that. God, I don't know why I put up with that. Anyway, fucking men figured out that if they do these things, they can get access to our vaginas, and it's worked ever since. Like, Zay fucks me with the bonnet. That's how cute he is. I wish you guys could see me twerking. Even that's a joke. Even that is in of itself a joke. I don't twerk. I wish I could. But I have like a bad hip on my right side. So like twerking, it's like I could twerk for like half a circle. Like I can twerk 270 degrees. All a nigga really need is a little bit. So, I feel like men promise a relationship, or they have, not these days, they used to. Can we talk about it? Like, I've been dating and trying to, like, find the one for so long that I've noticed something different. Men in the beginning of my dating life, which I was in my early 20s, which was like 9 years ago, people used to hold relationships over my head. They used to be like, we'll be together one day. And they used to be like, all right, cool. And they wouldn't hold up their end of the deal. And I think now women are so sexually liberated that we just don't care what happens after we have sex. Like if I get ghosted or not, I am gonna feel hurt. I have feelings, but like I just, oh, that's what happened. Was that he ghosted me? Can you believe it? He texted me like before I walked in the door. He was like, "Hey, I feel bad because we're gonna hook up, and then what?" I should have known right then and there. He wasn't gonna talk to me like ever again. Cause he's like, I feel bad. Feel bad for what? For not ever gonna talk to you again. So I just, like, it's been 2 weeks since I last talked to him, since I fucked him. And like, I wanna go back. And I don't know why. Okay, you guys can tell I'm downtown. Do you hear the police like, I never used to deal with this, but I live downtown now and I can see the moon. It's beautiful tonight. Can you feel the love tonight? No, I can't. I really can't. Let me take another hit of this weed. This weed's all right. You know when you know how hard to tell a drug dealer that, like, their shit is bad? Women sacrifice so much over love. We do. Like, we... Like, me, for example, like... I don't know if I'm sacrificing a family for love. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not getting any younger. And the window for me to have a family or to start a family is getting really, really small. I'm talking, like, I have, like, years, not decades. I have literal years. Like, I can count on two hands how many years I have to have a kid and to have whatever. That's what I wanted to kind of talk about, too. There's a lot I want to talk about that's been on my mind, you guys. It's like, I don't believe in love. I know I had Eloy on the podcast the other day, 2 weeks ago, and I asked him, I was like, hey, do you believe in love? And he was like, yeah, you got to, something like that, like, something like you have to. And I'm just like, I just don't. Maybe because it hasn't happened for me yet, or maybe because the person that I love I'm not with, or the person that I'm in love with is pathetic. Rolling my eyes right now. Romance was invented by guys to compete with rich guys to get pussy. And that makes me feel like that's still going on today. And that makes me feel like, well, why not be a sex worker? That's why I have nothing but respect for them. I almost said I had no respect for them. I have nothing but respect for sex workers. Because they're getting something out of it. Because and I'm not saying it's healthy to sleep with someone right off the bat, because it's not. But if a girl has her hopes up, like with me and Zay, like if I had my hopes up that something would happen, why sleep with me? You know? But then again, he's 23. I'm stupid. Let's do Gucci Gucci. Oh, that's your girlfriend? Why don't you introduce me? I wish romance was real. It's a game. Have you ever felt like a guy was playing games with you? I have. Plenty of times. Like, okay, why are you not texting me? Okay. Why did you go all day without texting me? Why did you go all week? What the fuck is wrong? And then it's like, you go back to your last encounter and you replay everything that you did, everything that you said, everything that you should have did right, everything that you did wrong, everything you did do right, everything that you wish you did. And it's just like, I wish he brushed his teeth. Because I was like blaming, like, well, maybe you didn't kiss him a lot. Maybe you didn't kiss him enough. And I'm just like, that's not it. He's just not into you, Candace. So in order to heal, I turned around and I slept with, like, three guys. And then, like, two of them want to cook for me now. And I'm just like, damn. I really put it down. And I'm just like... feel like if men can't rule the world, like the real world, he'll try to be the king of a woman's world. Case in point, my ex-boyfriend, Dominique. He told me, and women, if you're listening to me and you're young, and you are young, I'm talking like 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, do not let an older man move in with you. Do not let an older man move in with you. Do not let an older man live with you. And we'll talk about how, we'll talk about hobosexuals, how men get with women just to find a place to stay. That happened to me, and that happened to women that I know too. But like, it happened to me. Never again will I let a man shack up in my house. Like, what the fuck? But he was not very handsome, but he had a lot of like talk. And he told me everything I wanted to hear about myself, that I was beautiful. Have you ever heard that term of like love bomb? He would say, he would go beyond beautiful. He would say like, you're the most beautiful girl in the whole entire Phoenix area. Like shit like that. Like very dramatic, very one and only, one in a million. Can I call you Rose? Because my middle name was Rose. Like, I know a lot of you are rolling your eyes right now, but like, yeah, like, that shit worked on me, and I guess, and like, fucking, nowadays, like, it takes a lot to fucking, like, if you're gonna meet me off the street, it's gonna take a lot to just be like, hey, what's up? My name is this, and you're beautiful, and I just want you to know. Like, no, I can't be love bombed anymore. And that's what happened to me. It was like I was love bombed. On my birthday, I was given a gift from an anonymous secret admirer who knew it was, and he gave me a bunch of weed. And I'm like, that's all it takes, Candace, for you is drugs and compliments.
Jesus.
And like, he fucking became my boyfriend, and then he moved in within 9 months. Baby, it's raining. Baby, come into me. Romance is a spell. He put a spell on me. Because when I look at him, honey, nothing but a spell could have made me fuck that, could have made me have that move in with me, could have made me claim that in public. Like, I feel so, like, I feel so young. I feel 18 again. I know I'm 29, but, like, remember when you turned 18? You were just, like, so you knew that you didn't know a lot of things, but you knew a lot at the same time. But you knew you didn't know a lot because you're 18. So I feel that way being 29. Like, I'm not 35. You know, I feel like people at 35 have so much wisdom. Like, every time I hear someone talking, and I'm like, they must be 35. And sure enough, they're like 35, 37. So, like, I can't wait to turn 35 if I ever get the chance to turn 35. And I still have this podcast, hopefully. Hey. Chris Brown is on tour too. Damn it. So Dominique tried to be the king of my world. He told me to quit my job. And I quit my job. He's like, I want you to quit your job so you can focus on your art career. Art career. What the fuck? Oh, God. I was 23 and I believed in that romance love. He used to look me in my eyes and he used to be like, you don't believe in reincarnation. You don't believe in past lives. You don't believe we've met each other before. Our connection is so strong. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I should have known then that he was crazy. Because he would say shit like that. And, like, I thought it was very... Bleh. So I feel like for women, a message I want to, like, bring about for men, too, is that love is inside of you. And it's not dependent on an external source such as a boyfriend or a date or a husband. Love is inside of you. Talk is not cheap on that one. Gag it. I've been on TikTok way too much. There's this girl named Fanita and she goes, gag it. So I'm gagging it. But I'm doing good. I've been working every day, and that's my measure of success. If I work every day, I don't call off, I don't tap out, I consider it a successful day and a successful week. And I have no, I feel out when it's time to do a podcast. I let you guys miss me. I let you guys catch up on episodes. You know what I mean? If I want to go hard, I want to go hard. If I don't, I don't. I'm bipolar. But don't let mental illness be an excuse for you to be an asshole. Not my goodies. Oh. Double A to bring my lap. And I ain't coming back, so you can put a car out there. I'm the truth. And I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, because they say not to do me back. This road, bone up back. Picking up back for the fruit. I love you, boy. Yeah, freaking people love you, too. You know how I do. You can look at me and think that I'm just a young girl, but I'm not. Just a young girl, baby. This is what I'm looking for. A sexy, independent, fine, spending like this kid in the store. Like the kid in the store. This was the song back in the day. Fuck, you guys know about this. Looking for the girl, just keep on looking, cause they stay in the jar. Mine don't stay in the jar, they're outside the jar. I'm just kidding. You know, if that's my ice maker, say hello to my ice maker. So if a guy is like romancing you right now, if a guy is like talking up your ear, like, I want to see you. I want to lay up under you. I want to come over. All that shit. Or he's saying shit like, I look into your eyes and you're so beautiful. Or anything that's like slick Casanova, anything that's like over the top, you're being love bombed. And it's time to just end it. My advice to just not have any feelings. Honestly. Love is not out there, for me at least. I watch love, like, just walk into my life. But, like, I still believe in romance. Something I just said that is not real. I don't believe in love anymore, but I believe in romance. Is that weird? Don't sleep around. This is Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening for the first time. Please leave a rating of 5 stars. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, my smees. And I bid you adieu.